when I was growing up, we really didn't have anyone to teach you about money. It was kind of like a taboo in our family, if you will, to talk about money.
But Jesse James knew it was important. So after his wife Mimi published the book she'd been working on, he suggested they collaborate and write a children's book about finances.
Fast forward, 10 years later, we actually sat down last year during the pandemic and we started to work on it, doing the outline and everything, and came up with the concept of, hey, let's try to reach kids at a young age.
Bobo Slim is from a character that I had in my screenwriting class. And he was a bully in that story. But I thought the name was so cool, I was like, we need a name that would be catchy to kids and, well, everyone else, really. And that's how we came up with Bobo Slim.
The couple's target audience is children age 5 to 13. But the book's reach is much further.
We have had some adults that have actually read the book, and they said that they've actually took some things from the book also.
I asked Mimi to share one of the lessons that Bobo Slim teaches.
Just because you see someone has something that you really desire does not mean that you need that. There's a process in waiting, and there's a blessing in waiting, because there's lessons to learn when you wait for something you actually desire that you see some others have. Because when they get older, that will diminish some of this keeping up with the Joneses. We're trying to capture the mindset of children as they're younger, because all that we see is not all that we see. There's a story behind that. Why not tell the story behind that? Even if it's true of what we're seeing, what got you there? What trials and tribulations did you have to go through to get where you are?
What you do today could help you in the future. So if you're taking care, you know, some things now at a young age, man, how much wealth could you have in the future? So if you could get that mindset of the kids at a young age, I'm telling you, it can definitely make a difference in their life.
The couple quickly realized that Bobo had more to say than what could be found in one book. So I asked for a sneak peek of what we can expect in book two.
Bobo actually put his thoughts into work even at school, and the principal captures it. And Bobo is going to be a key speaker at an assembly at school. So he had no intentions of doing that, but since he got this revelation, his whole being, he's just changed. His whole being, you know, once your mind is changed, your whole world changes.
Jesse and Mimi say during the process of creating the book, there were times when they got discouraged, but they got outside encouragement to carry on and are glad they did.
People who actually read the book, they are saying that it's a good product and it's God-led. It's a diverse community of people, if you will, and the next book is even more diverse because it can be used by anyone. It's not an African-American thing. It's not a Caucasian thing. This is something that can be passed down to our kids and future generations, and I just wish that I would have had someone when I was a kid. I just think about how much further along I could be if we had someone to actually teach us or to kind of guide us in that direction.
For Another View, I'm Lisa Godley.